Welcome to Humble Hustle. As you listen, you will come to find guidance through business, life, and God. My name is Joel Slick. I am married and have one son. On a side note, I am a stepdad, but our little family is no different than any other. I made this food for thought because in my heart it screams, tell them what they don't know they need to hear. I say this because I wish I had this for myself while I took the journey I did, but I am not going to grunt because I am so thankful for my path. It made me the person I am today. I give all praise and glory to God. I give great thanks to my family and friends for having my back, especially to my wife. The saying goes, surround yourself with good and find the good. Jesus also said, I did not come to be served, I came to serve. In that same aspect, he set example for us. In that example, I follow, and I am here to serve as well. That being said, I give you this. Humble Hustle is made for anyone who needs inspiration, encouragement, and positive vibes. If you ever feel discouraged or down for a moment, then this is for you. Allow what you hear give you humble to your hustle. As well, to any entrepreneurs needing ideas, by all means, find all the prosperity you can while you listen. Allow soulful success through mind, body, spirit. Believe in beyond boundaries, because with God, anything is possible. God is power, and God allows me to have a powerful mindset, and he allows the same for you. I know life is not easy, but we are allowed a choice. We are allowed the free will. We must accept the good and the bad. Understand, and if you give good, you get good. You do bad, you get bad. It's how the world goes around. If right now things don't go as planned, try your hardest to keep a positive mindset no matter what. It's not always easy, but we can always try. Think of it this way. What would you rather have, a good feeling or a bad feeling? Even though that one moment didn't go as planned, we always overcome. So why get upset and allow that bad feeling when we can just not allow it, bother us, and move on to a better opportunity? Look at things as opportunities, not obstacles.